King, Martha. Nicola, brother and sister, C.C. St. Helena, California, May 28, 1906. Mrs. Martha King and Dr. and Mrs. Nicola, dear friends. In looking over my writings, I find a letter I began to write to you several days ago. Now I will add something to it and send it along. We have had rain every day since last Thursday. The rain came down gently, but it continued almost constantly. Now I see the blue sky and the sunshine, and I am so thankful. My heart will be better now, I hope. I have had much pain in my heart for several weeks. Sister King, I would be so pleased to see you and the whole family. I expect I shall see you again at Melrose. The Lord has been very near to me, and all through these weeks of sickness since I left Loma Linda, I have been able to write some. When I was at Mountain View, I wished to bear a very important message to them there, but it seemed impossible because of the condition of my throat and heart. Then I said, I will try. I will speak a short time. But when I stood before the people, the Spirit of the Lord came upon me, and every difficulty was removed. The meeting house was crowded, and I spoke for nearly an hour, not coughing once. I spoke with perfect freedom from the first chapter of 2 Peter. The Spirit of the Lord was upon me in large measure. I hoped my victory over the cold was permanent, but I was again attacked, and have been having quite a long trial with it. I see that the success and prosperity of our work in this time is dependent wholly on the Lord. Yet we must all stand in our lot and place as the Lord's servants, depending on His counsel. My presence shall go with thee. Exodus 33, verse 14, has been repeated so many times, and I have had the assurance that He will never fail me. We must, as children of God, press onward in the way of obedience. God is our front guard and our reward. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Dear friends at Melrose, I have felt a great desire to see you. I hope to visit Melrose again, but I have much writing to do and do not think the time has yet come for me to take the long journey east. Melrose and Loma Linda are both very beautiful places. Each has excellent advantages, and these two places near cities will open the way for the truth to find access to many people who have never heard it. Elder Haskell and wife have begun work at San Bernardino, and they are sparing no pains. They are doing their best. They labor earnestly to keep the workers all alive and interested to sell the literature, and the work is certainly taking hold. Some souls have already taken their stand. We feel deeply interested to see our cities worked. We hope that our workers in Boston will have courage in the Lord. The Lord is soon to come, and there is need that every talent shall be improved. I have seen the city of San Francisco, and what a scene of devastation it presents. We were an hour and a half riding through the ruins. As we looked at such complete destruction, we could hardly realize that the largest city in California was in ruins. We shall do all we possibly can to get the truth before the people now. The special number of the Signs of the Times is a medium through which much good will be accomplished. If I were 25 years younger, I would certainly take up labor in the cities, but I must reach them with the pen. Looking at the tall buildings in San Francisco, some of them having one side still standing, it seemed to say, the touch of the Lord's finger will lay in ruins the most costly and the highest of buildings. One of the standing walls of these high structures came down with a crash as we were looking at it. The completeness of the ruin cannot be described, but our meeting house on Laguna Street is safe. I remember all about the purchase of the land where this church stands. Several who took a leading part in this enterprise are now sleeping. My husband was one of the most responsible ones. Brother Diggins, a wealthy man, died soon after he helped build the house. Brother Morrison also is at rest. The Lord has mercifully spared that meeting house. Only a few blocks away, all is a picture of desolation, such as will be seen in the Day of Judgment. My heart is made glad and thankful that we do not have to rebuild. We know not what may come next to arouse the people to investigate Bible truth. The day of the Lord will come unlooked for, as a thief in the night. If these awful calamities do not make an impression on our minds, what will? Be ye also ready, for in such a day as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 24, verse 44.